From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Pamela Wu, in for Beth Ruyak. California's political leaders are gearing up for a fight as the Trump administration has unveiled new rules to roll back fuel efficiency standards and relax tailpipe carbon emission standards. The new plan undercuts California's authority to enforce its emission standards, which are the toughest in the nation. Thursday's announcement was made jointly by the U.S. EPA and Transportation Department. In response, Governor Jerry Brown wrote in a tweet, "California will fight this stupidity in every conceivable way possible." In this week's Capital Chat, Capital Public Radio state government reporter Ben Bradford joins us to break down the details of the plan and what it means for California. He also has a preview of the state legislative session that begins on Monday. Ben joins us now from our Capital Bureau. Good morning, Ben.
Morning.
Well, the Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is proposing that efficiency standards for cars be frozen at a certain level, and it also wants to remove a waiver that allows California to set its own stricter standards. Can you explain what the standards are now and how this would affect them?
Yeah. So if you go back to 2012, the Obama administration put in place these new mileage standards, which in sort of plain speak is how efficient our passenger vehicles have to be and how much miles per gallon they have to get. And it's going to accelerate every year, every model year, how efficient they have to be, these cars and trucks, so that particularly from 2020 to 2025, they go up and end in 2025 at an average fuel economy for cars and trucks of 36 miles per gallon. And that's in terms of real-world road conditions. You'll sometimes hear 54 miles per gallon, but that's sort of when the EPA does its tests and doesn't really reflect what it actually means for roads. So 36 miles per gallon. The rules were developed after a 2009 deal between the Obama administration and automakers who just received a bailout and California, which was already trying to put in place its own stricter standards to rein in greenhouse gas emissions, because this isn't just about conventional pollutants. It's also about carbon emissions from cars. Automakers have called the upcoming cuts too stringent. But the Obama administration, right before leaving office in January of 2017, issued a report that essentially claimed that these cuts are still going to be achievable and that the automakers were on track. Now, President Trump has been talking about repealing those rules since before taking office. And yesterday, the administration issued its new proposed rule, right, that would replace this one. And that would basically remove the accelerating increase in efficiency from 2020 to 2025 and instead just freeze it at the levels in 2020. So a slight increase from where it is now to a little over 30 miles per gallon average for cars and trucks. And a lot of scientists and environmentalists have called this the most significant action the Trump administration has taken to roll back Obama-era climate change rules. The Trump administration is claiming this will save consumers money and improve safety because consumers will be able to essentially afford new cars with better safety features. And that's interesting because essentially what this does is it's going to pit the Trump administration EPA and their data and their facts that they're presenting against the Obama administration EPA and the facts that they presented in putting these rules together. I was talking to Attorney General Javier Becerra. This is the California State Attorney General who will be involved in all of the suing that's going to happen going forward here. And, and he was mentioning that, I mean, essentially he thinks that, like, this is their case.
I think the facts that we have that the EPA itself used a few years back to set these national standards are going to overwhelm any type of information that the Trump administration tries to proffer as real facts.
We're going to see how this moves forward. Becerra was saying that he doesn't expect to sue immediately over the rule that was proposed yesterday because it can still technically change, right? So the state will instead submit comments saying, "We hate this," and go from there. But ultimately, I think that both California and the Trump administration are expecting a showdown here.
Yeah, there are a lot of layers to this. And part of it, as you said, is the standards themselves. And another part of the debate is California's ability to set its own policy. How is the state able to do that? Is it common or not for a state to have such control over its own environmental standards?
Yeah, it's really not common. part of the rule that the Trump administration proposed yesterday specifically says they want to take away this authority that California has right now to set its own car emission standards. So that's actually in this rule. This all goes back to basically when the Clean Air Act was first passed. And the Clean Air Act specifically mentions California. I was talking to UC Davis environmental law professor Richard Frank about this and yesterday, and he was explaining.
It's very unusual because when Congress passed the Clean Air Act of 1970, California had really pioneered a lot of effort on air pollution science, technology, and pollution control equipment. For those reasons, Congress gave California and only California the authority to adopt motor vehicle emission standards more stringent than those imposed by U.S. EPA, assuming that certain threshold findings could be met.
And if those findings are met, California gets a waiver. And the EPA, in most circumstances, you know, has to give it. And so there have been about 100 waivers that California has received over the course of about 50 years to regulate its own car emissions because California was doing it beforehand. And so this is the first time that we've seen an administration, Republican or Democratic, that has tried to actually take that waiver away from California after it already has it in place. And this isn't just because California is a very big state that has a lot of cars in it. It's because other states can also, under the Clean Air Act, choose to follow the California standards instead of following the national standards. So essentially, the Trump administration has to either get rid of California's waiver so that other states, which is about 30% of the more than 30% of the car buying market that are following California standards, they have to either get rid of that, they have to stick with the rules that California is doing, or they have to split the rules so that some states are following the national standards and some states are following the California standards. And that is the thing probably that the automakers want the least.
Well, this isn't the first time either that California political leaders have engaged in this sort of back and forth, faced pushback from the federal government. Can you give us some context here? Debate into context?
Yeah, exactly. So it is the first time that a federal government has tried to repeal a waiver. But if you go back to the George W. Bush era, California was trying to implement the first greenhouse gas emissions standards for cars. And they applied for a waiver, and it was the first time that an administration had denied that waiver. So in a way, this is actually a continuation of the same fight because it's these exact standards. What happened was California sued the Bush administration to say, hey, no, you under the law have to give us the waiver. And time ran out. The administration ended. That was in 2008. And 2009, the Obama administration came in. California dropped the lawsuit. And you had the automakers and the Obama administration and California all come to an agreement on what the standards were going to be. And it's these exact standards that are subject to debate today.
I'm talking with CAP Radio reporter Ben Bradford about a fight between California and the Trump administration over vehicle efficiency standards. And this is our Capital Chat segment, so let's turn to the state legislature now. Ben, members of the California Assembly and Senate will be coming back from their break next week. What can we expect?
Yeah, so a few big things on the docket. I mean, I think the one that particularly with just all the fires that are going on in California right now and have been over the past month is really this question of liability. And this extends back to last year to the wildfires, particularly the Wine Country fires that PG&E in particular, the electric company, has been accused of its equipment having sparked some of those fires. And essentially under California law, courts have decided that regardless of whether the utility was actually at fault, right, whether if it was negligent, it's still at fault. So regardless of whether they were, ignored trimming back brush near power lines or whether they were conscientious about trimming back brush near power lines, if a fire starts from their equipment, the utility is at fault. And So, you know, Wall Street has pegged PG&E as potentially facing $15 billion in damages for homes that were burned and property that was burned and so forth from the fires last year. And there's a question about whether, I mean, you know, the utility claims that this is essentially a an existential problem for it that could force it to go bankrupt. And lawmakers are taking that threat seriously. On the other hand, there's this question of, you know, we trust utilities with the ability to not only put their electric equipment all across the state, but actually to seize land in the same ways that government does. And, you know, there's the sort of the Spider-Man thing of with great power comes great responsibility. And so lawmakers are trying to figure out how do they sort these things out. And they we know from numbers that just came out earlier this week that PG&E has spent over $1 million, almost actually over $1.5 million lobbying just this past quarter, which is more than triple what it spent in any quarter last year. So obviously taking that seriously. So that's probably the big one. Other than that, bail reform, whether to do away with California's cash bail system. This is a fight that's been going on and kind of work that's been going on over the past year and going into last year. Governor Jerry Brown has said he's open to that. The Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court has kind of endorsed this as well. And so trying to figure out what that actually looks like. California is trying to implement its own net neutrality standards in another fight with the Trump administration, which has become kind of the story of the last couple of years in the legislature. And then there's different pieces of legislation to try to figure out what to do about police shootings, particularly the shootings of unarmed black men. How do we change or modify the standards to try to prevent that from happening?
All right, a lot going on there. That's Capital Public Radio state government reporter Ben Bradford. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
And we have complete political coverage on our website, capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.